So there are three paths, karma, jnana, bhakti. Is it that we can do whatever we are doing? Is a particular path to be preferred? Or we can do whatever we are doing for Krishna? There are different levels at which we all are at on our spiritual evolution. The soul is evolving over many lifetimes. And because we all are at different levels, there are multiplicities of paths available for us. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a summary description of all the paths. At the same time, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a clear recommendation of which path to follow. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. Sarva dharman parityajya. This is, give up all other varieties of religious paths, just follow the path of surrendering to me. Mamekam sharanam raja. This is the path of bhakti. This is 18.66. And before this, Krishna talks about something similar in 18.56, 57, 58. Basically, if you look at the flow of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the path of Karma Yoga in 18.40 to around 18.46. Then from 18.47 onwards to 18.53, he talks about from Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga. And then 54, 55, he talks about how from Jnana Yoga, one will rise higher to realization and ultimately come to bhakti. So Krishna talks about a progression over here. From Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. But in 18.56 he states, Sarva Karmanya Pisada Kurvana Madhvapashaya Mat Prasada Davapnoti Shashvadam Patam. He says, this is a gradual way to attain me, but there's another way. Sarva Karmanya Pisada, whatever work you are doing, Kurvana Madhvapashaya, do it for me. If you do it for me, matrasadadavapnoti, by my mercy you will attain shashvatam padam avyayam, you will attain the supreme destination. So Krishna recommends the path of bhakti. Sometimes we think of, if I am working in my job, that's karma yoga. If I am going to the temple and doing some puja, that is bhakti yoga. It's not so simple. And Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga both have one thing in common. That is, there is action that is there. And in Karma Yoga, the focus is primarily on detachment. Now, I should not work with selfish intention. I should give up the fruits of my work so that I cultivate selflessness. But what is the purpose of selflessness? I give up the fruits of my work, but for what do I give up the fruits of my work? That means there is the material world, there is the soul over here. So Karma Yoga focuses, you work here, but create detachment from the world. So don't be so entangled emotionally, don't get captivated. Work, but cultivate detachment. Whereas Bhakti Yoga is, same thing, you are here, the world is here, Krishna is here. So work with the world, but work not just with detachment. Work with attachment to Krishna. That means whatever work we are doing, we do it in a mood of offering it to Krishna. Yat karoshi dashnasi, yat juhosi dadasi, yat patisi kaunteya, tat kurushvam adarpanam. Whatever you are doing it, you offer it to me, Krishna. This is a level of bhakti. So generally we all have our dispositions. And if we are on our own going to search for a particular path, we may, based on our dispositions, gravitate towards a particular path. But bhakti is so inclusive that people of all disposition can be included in the path of bhakti. So if we can get the association of devotees, then in that association we can learn how, with our particular disposition, in our particular position, how we can practice bhakti. So all paths will lead to spiritual growth. But Krishna especially recommends the path of bhakti as being able to elevate us from wherever we are to the supreme destination. So how to connect with bhakti, how to practice bhakti at our level, that is something which we can learn in the association of devotees. Does that address your question?
So would you